What's up, guys, and welcome to the Luke Clement Podcast. Hey everyone, my name is Luke Clement, and in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the negative side effects of watching internet pornography. Internet pornography is something every man is familiar with. I think it's safe to say 99% of men have seen it, and I think most would admit to watching it on a regular basis. It shouldn't be surprising, watching porn is considered perfectly normal in our society, and most people consider you weird if you don't watch it. So today we're going to discuss the unrealistic expectations it can start to create. We're going to talk about how it can lead to the objectification of women. And lastly, we're going to talk about the perverted sexual tastes it can lead us to. I'm also going to be talking about my personal experiences and my opinions on it. And I'm also going to be bringing in a friend of mine, Papa, and he's going to talk about his opinions and his experiences on it as well. So without further ado, this is the negative side effects of watching internet porn. So first, we're going to start with the unrealistic expectations porn can create. Anybody who's watched porn knows that real sex is not like that. Sex with a real partner involves generally some kind of intimacy, some foreplay. It's pretty rare that it's just taking off your pants and going at it. The problem here is that teenage boys are growing up, they're watching this stuff and getting off to this stuff, and they think that's how it is in real life, and clearly it's not. The other issue is that the girls in porn are extremely fake. They have breast implants, butt implants, and I don't know what else you can get these days, but they probably have it. And by men watching this stuff all the time, their brains literally get wired to this kind of image due to neuroplasticity. And in some cases, they can't even have pleasurable sex with their partners anymore. There's even been some extreme cases reported on forums of men suffering with porn-induced erectile dysfunction. I think the general message here is that girls in real life just don't look like that. The other problem we're starting to face is that by watching porn all the time, you can really start to objectify women. In porn, women are strictly used as sexual objects, and they're not really being treated like real human beings. And this is starting to lead men to put women on this gigantic pedestal, and it's kind of starting to really screw up the way men view women. Last thing I want to talk about is the extremely perverted sexual taste it can start leading us to. They did studies on something called the Coolidge effect, and it states that a man is going to get tired of watching the same scene after a while, but if he starts watching a new one with a different girl, he's ready to go. The big danger here with this is nowadays with high-speed internet, you can have multiple tabs open, and you can have access to a different girl within one click of a mouse. So if porn addiction really starts to cure, like a drug addict, you're always going to be looking for that next big hit. And eventually for men that fall down this hole, you know, regular girl on guy scenes really isn't going to cut it. They can start getting into some really perverted stuff, you know, gangbangs, shemale porn, and rape scenes. So now I'm going to talk about my personal experiences with it. I first discovered porn right around the age of 11. And I still remember it like it was yesterday. My dad's friend had this cabin at a lake we camped at. And he had this really funky looking outhouse. It had yellow, green, and red stripes on it. And it really stood out. And we spent a lot of time there. My dad was really good friends with him. So I knew one day I'd definitely have to use the washroom. And when that day came, I was introduced to the wonderful world of porn. His outhouse had a bunch of pornographic images in it and Playboy magazines. And for a young guy my age, or a young boy, I should say, it was an absolute dreamland. You know, it was awesome. And, you know, I started off with images, and that quickly wore off. And eventually, once high-speed internet came out, it didn't take me long to start looking at videos. At first, it was one girl and then two girls. And once I reached the age of 17, I was watching hardcore porn. And I continued this habit daily, going on with my life, thinking it was perfectly normal. I talked to my friends about it. They all said they watched it all the time, and it just wasn't a big deal. I first discovered that it was really having a negative impact on me right around the age of 21. I remember I was at a gym signing up for a membership, and there was this really gorgeous girl working the front desk. And I remember going to talk to her, and I was in an absolute state of panic. I mean, it's really normal to go talk to a beautiful girl and get extremely nervous around her, but that wasn't it. I was having a full-out panic attack, and it was just not normal. I remember just leaving the gym thinking, you know what, it's, you know, my anxiety was probably just acting up that day, no big deal. But I got home, I started doing some research, and I started finding forums about the negative effects of watching porn. And I just remember thinking to myself, I'm like, there's no way I'm addicted to this stuff. It just doesn't make sense. Like, everybody watches this. This is totally normal. But I decided, you know what? I'm going to give this a try. I'm going to try quitting it. And I really found out the hard way. It took me over a year to stop watching it completely. And I realized that I probably did have a problem with it. And now it's been over 2 years I haven't watched it. And I'm definitely grateful to have kicked that habit goodbye. I've seen a lot of improvement. I feel like my relationships with women are a lot better. My levels of anxiety have decreased a lot. And, you know, real women are just a lot more attractive to me since I've stopped watching it. So my opinions on it. For me, I've chosen not to watch it anymore. Since I quit, I honestly haven't really had the urge to watch it anymore. And I've talked to some people, and, you know, some people tell me they watch it once a month or, I don't know, once a week. And I think the general thing is, I think if you keep things in moderation, it's probably fine. And if it's not having a negative impact on you, then you're free to do what you'd like. But, you know, it's going to be different for certain people. And I think it's just very important to realize that, you know, if this starts becoming a daily habit, it can definitely affect you negatively. And it's very important to become aware of that. So I brought in my good friend Papa, and I just asked him some questions on his opinions and his experiences with it. So how's Papa today?
Yeah, I'm all right, buddy. Doing good. Briefing. So
good stuff.
Yeah.
So my first question to you is, at what age did you start watching porn?
I think I was a teenager, around 15. Technically, we are not allowed to watch porn as a Muslim.
Okay.
So, but you know, when you are a teenager, you kind of nosy. You want to know what happened in the real world.
Yeah.
So I went to my friend's house.
Okay.
He was the only one who had like a tape.
Yeah, yeah.
For like you know watching a porn, things like that. We used to watch a few movies in his home.
Okay.
So I went there. He just playing. I'm like, whoa, this is amazing.
Okay.
Since that day, like, I start watching it.
Yeah. And I think that's usually the case with most people. Like, I know for me too, I remember, like, I first experienced it at the lake, but my friends too had, like, videos. And, you know,
it's always like that.
So it's usually, like, that's how you kind of start watching it. My second question to you is, do you still watch porn today? And if so, how often do you watch it?
Not really often, like, maybe every 2 weeks, things like that. It depends. Like, if I have, like, the feeling, I'm just going to go on the internet and watch it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have, like, a time style, like, every day or every 2 weeks or every things like
so
that.
So, it's for you, it's not really a habit.
No. It's just, like, I'm going with the flow.
Okay.
Like,
So, it's not, like, a daily thing?
No. Okay. Not really.
Okay. No. And my other question is, have you noticed any negative side effects? Have you experienced anything from it?
Like, what I could say is, like, maybe if you use to watch it every day, you can be a pervert. Like, even if you see, like, a normal girl, you can start, like, making things inside your brain, like, wanna, you know, go ahead, things like that.
Yeah.
But if you are cool, chill down, and you just watch it because you wanna watch it, it's not like a habit, I don't think you will have, like, a negative effect of that. So.
Yeah.
Just need to be chilled down and not into it too much.
So there you have it. That was the negative side effects of watching porn. Thanks everybody for tuning in, and until next time, peace.